Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. If you're new to life, passion and business, thank you for joining us. It's so wonderful to have so many new people listening to the podcast. We put out pod shows twice a week, an interview and a reflection. And today it is time for reflection. So if you caught last week's program, it was about the labels that we give ourselves, how we label ourselves relative to the work that we do. So I want to connect that this week with this idea of roles that we have in life. We use the label of our work as a distinction, as a way of bringing value to a conversation. When someone says, what do you do? It's always part of that process when you meet someone. But we are so much more than the work that we do. We have various roles in our life. And I was thinking about this in terms of mission. Now, we talk about mission quite a lot in life, passion, business, or meaning. Meaning and mission are very similar kind of things. What are we here for? What are we here? Why are we doing this journey? What is the quest of the life, this life that we're living? Incidentally, mine has always been to move people forward. I've always done that, and I've known that for quite a few years now. So that's kind of why I settled into a coaching profession. While I haven't always been a direct coach with people, I have used it in the work that I did. And now I've moved into that coaching side of my life. And I call myself a midlife coach. I'm here to help support people through this journey that is the midlife transition. But let's get back to this idea of mission and what we're here to do. As I said, mine is about moving people forward. And the mission I have will be explored for the roles that I have in life. So let's explore the roles that I have. I'm a father. And there are requirements in that role. I want to be the best father to my son. I want to show him that I love him and I want to give him support and be there for him. So there's all a variety of things that I need to be and do in order for me to feel successful as a father in the role as a father. I'm a husband. The role in my partnership is different to that of my son. It is very similar. It's more of a co-creation, and my role with my wife now has evolved over the time we've been together, because when we first started a relationship, there's a different type of role in that. And as we've matured over the years and become a solid, I don't use the word unit really, but we work together to support each other. I will support my wife in her wishes as she supports me in mine. And so that's the kind of role that we have. There are a variety of roles in there. And each of us has to define what those roles are, how we want to behave within those roles, how we want to fulfill our mission. My thing about moving people forward for me happens in all of my roles. I move my son forward, helping him with his education, helping him become an independent human. I help my wife in the things that she wants to do. My clients, I help them fulfill their desires and wishes and move them forward. And there are ways I'm going to be with those things. So there's, in all of my roles, there's going to be honesty involved. There will be compassion involved. Some of the roles will have love involved in it. There are other roles that I have in life, which might be slightly transient, I think is a good word for it. So I am a customer of in a retail premises or somewhere. How do I behave with those people? How do I behave with the assistants, with the people that are serving me? I'm a customer in a restaurant. How do I behave in those places? You know, I have been in restaurants and I have seen people behave awfully to servers. and behave awfully to people generally. You've all seen this, where people lose their temper with someone for absolutely no reason at all or for inappropriate reasons. You see, now they're playing a role in that. And it's like, how do we play that role? Now, where does that come at me? There are some places where I am not best. And my wife and I have a, she doesn't approve, put it that way. And one of them is when I get scammers phone me up on my phone, I am evil. I am not my best. And, you know, my wife quietly points out that maybe the only work they can get. Even so, I'm still evil. It's not my proudest moment, that one. But the point is, you know, we all have different roles that we play in life. So there will be family, community, all these aspects. And what is quite amazing is when you actually start to separate out all the different roles and look at how you want to be perceived in them. What is it you want people, how do you want people to see you in those roles? And I'm not talking about from a see you from an external perspective in terms of like, I have to be seen to be a good parent. I'm not talking about that kind of be seen. I mean, I'm talking about the actual interaction. How do you want someone to feel when you're in that role and interacting with them? See, let me explain where this comes from. It comes from that experiment. I mean, I'm sure if you've been in personal development world at any time, you will have all played the eulogy experiment. This is the one where you imagine your funeral and you imagine different people speaking about you at your funeral and what they're going to say about you. And in actual fact, I find that quite difficult. I've tried that experiment before, but what actually makes it really easy to do is when you look at it from a perspective of the different roles that you play in the world. Because if you have different people stand up and talk about you in that role, you're now recognizing what you want to be known for. So my friends, how do my friends want to see me? And how do I want to be seen to my friends? I want to be seen as generous, loving, helpful,
loyal.
Compassion, again, comes into that a lot. Professional roles is something interesting, and that's where we touch on the label aspect of things. You know, how do you want to be perceived in your professional role? Now, when you're a solicitor or someone who works in a, quote, professional field, there is a way of behaving. I think it's very hard to break out of that. But yes, there are solicitors that don't behave like that. But many of them do, and for some people, that is a safety net of how to behave. When you're a doctor or in the healthcare profession, there will be established ways of behaving.
In those roles, people have an expectation. We expect to trust our doctor. In terms of that professional role, that trust and professionalism need to be presented.
But at the same token, it is entirely up to you. You know, it's your professional life. How you choose to present yourself in the roles that you have in life is entirely up to you. And if you want to be a stinker, you can be a stinker. It's up to you. There ain't no right or wrong on this. All I can say to you is that you will get the outcome you get from how people perceive you. And at the end of the day, the funeral eulogy story is about the legacy that you leave behind, what you want people to remember you for. Because that's all that's going to be left of you when you're gone is a memory and a few things that you might have created. But it will be the memories that people treasure will be the lasting impact that you have. And for me personally, I want to leave some good memories behind. So I'm working on all of my roles at the moment to explore how I want to be perceived. And I have to say, I don't think there's much difference, aside from the scammers who phone me up. But everybody else gets me as I am, pretty much. I'm pretty much the same across the board. When thinking about this issue of roles, something my wife brought up that was interesting was that there are some roles in life where there is no taking the hat off. So a police officer, particularly in the UK, is never off duty. And the same can be said for a reverend or vicar. They have a role,
of which is their professional role, and they're expected to maintain the same rules in their everyday life.
So that's my reflection for today and my homework for you. You know, break down your life into the roles that you have. Identify how many of them are.
Some ideas for you of roles you might be playing: husband, wife, partner, parent, child, brother or sister, friend, lover, comrade, co-worker, employer, employee, patient, counselor, teacher, student, customer, team player, team leader, community citizen. And there are some funny ones like, what kind of driver are you? And how are you on social media? There are some people who become completely different when they get behind a keyboard.
Look, it's all worth considering because it's just another tool. It's another tool to find out, to get closer to what this life means for you and to make sure that you are living the best life, the life that you want to be leading. And that's all this is about.
And that's it for today's reflection. Now, this show is predominantly an interview podcast based around the five questions of passion, success, contribution, and meaning. And much of my reflections come out of those conversations. So if you'd like to know more about that, please check out the website at lifepassionandbusiness.com. And there are some resources there for you to explore. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please like, comment, or share because it helps so much. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time and attention, and I will catch you next time. All the best.